Blog Talk Radio.
Experiencing the cold weather here in Connecticut. And I just want to say thank you to my honored guests for hanging on and be patient. So I thank you for waiting on L. Kimberly Smith is our guest this morning. And you remember that she joined the conversation last week when I had Yolanda Webb on, and she is just an amazing woman, and she has blessed us with her presence this morning. So, Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm telling you, you could send me some warm weather this morning for my technology because it's just been acting up, but I know we are going to have a powerful conversation. And in a moment, I will get the chat room up and running, but I want to remind my guests and my listeners that the number to call in so that you can be part of this conversation this morning is 646-915-8166. So again, 646-915-8166. I also want to send out my gratitude to those of you who have been sending me emails to find out about, I had mentioned that I had gone in for a test. And well, that test was negative, and thank God I'm doing fine. I went for another one this Monday, so they say in 4 days I will get that. So as I get it, I will update you, and I just want to thank all of you for your love and your prayers. And one more piece of housekeeping. For those of you who are local to our community here in Connecticut, this Saturday is when we are doing the luncheon for the listeners and the viewers of the TV show. And just for those of you who are local here to Connecticut, to meet the A New Day crew and just talk with them and find out a little bit about them and why they volunteer with me and do the things they do. So Chef Jackie and I will be cooking up a storm for all of you. So come by and have lunch with us. It is up there on Facebook. So you will see all the information there if you want to come. So that's my little bit of housekeeping. I'm super excited about my guest because this amazing woman, I remember when I started this show back in March of 2009, she was kind of one of the first people who listened to my show. And then she did a 100-degree turnaround and relocate to a new state. And I kind of said, oh, but I think I know this face. Well, I didn't know this face in this state. So then we clear it up. So it's amazing what technology can do for us. It just expand everything that we do. And not because you relocate, it does not disconnect your relationship. So with that being said, I would like to welcome my honored guest, L. Kimberly Smith. And my first question, L. Kimberly, what is the L for?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
You did?
I did. Actually, I sat here right before when I was waiting, you know, for the show to begin, and I said, she's going to ask me what the L is for. But the L is for Lisa. Lisa is my first name, but my family has always called me Kim, and my mom has always called me Kim, and so I just kind of embraced Kim.
And Lisa is just as pretty. Well, L. Kimberly Smith, a powerful woman who has a story to tell. And we all have stories to tell, but not too many people tend to embrace their story. Oh, one more thing I want to let the listeners know, that at the end of our conversation, I will be doing a presentation on the benefits of working with a personal development coach. So don't go anywhere after I'm through with that conversation I'm going to be following it up with that presentation. But I know from our conversation that your journey has been catapulted towards success based on your courage and also your faith. And as I listen to you, there's some of my story that is intertwined in yours. So why don't we start at the beginning? Who is L. Kimberly Smith?
Wow, thank you so much, Daphne. And you know what? When you said that a part of your story is intertwined with my story, I have heard that before, and I think that that's why we're on the planet. You know, I think a lot of our stories are intertwined, and that's why I don't hesitate to share mine. Mm-hmm. But L. Kimberly Smith, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I'm a Philadelphia native. However, my family is from the South. My mother grew up in South Carolina. And so even though I grew up in the city, I really had a Southern upbringing, you know, which was wonderful. And I didn't really understand that because, of course, I just, you know, knew what was going on in my home. But as I became a teenager, and even, you know, a young adult, so many people would say to me, even my employers would say, are you really from Philadelphia? And I would wonder why they would say that. And it was really just because of my upbringing. So I had a wonderful mom, and my relationship with my mother shaped a lot of my life. We were extremely close, and she was my first cheerleader. She was the first person in my life to encourage me at every turn, every idea that I had, everything that I wanted to do. When other people thought it was crazy, my mother would say, go for it. So I was extremely blessed to have a mother like that, you know. I ended up going through school, even through high school, as a writer. I wrote for the school newspaper. I was involved in a lot of the arts, you know. I sang, I used to sing a lot, you know, so I was pretty much, you know, very creative. But what happened, like what happens to a lot of people, is once I got into college, I started getting a lot of advice that led me in different directions into what people call, you know, a safe career. You know, girl, you just need to get a job. Because I always wanted to write and be on the radio and be in journalism, be on television. But people were like, girl, you just need to try to get a job. With some benefits. And I'm a good listener, Daphne. So that's exactly what I did. So I ended up pretty young in a huge company, and I always leave their name out to protect innocent. But I was working for a huge company, and that I actually got into because of my mother, who was also working for that company, and I ended up in a very professional corporate business environment at a young age. Mm-hmm. And was making a lot of money. And so even though what I was doing was not what I had set out to do, and it wasn't particularly fulfilling or rewarding to me, I learned how to do it well, and I stayed. It was supposed to be a part-time thing, and I stayed there for about 15, 16 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, before you continue, stick a pin there. What you are sharing now is still happening in the lives of a lot of people. And some people wake up and smell the coffee and move on to their true calling and purpose. And yet, a lot of people sit in those positions and not only make themselves miserable, but make other people miserable too.
Exactly. And I saw so much of that while I was there, because I actually worked with people who had been there for 40 years.
Whoa.
And they came. Yes. It was a company that people never left. You know, great money, great benefits. And I had desks next to many people who had literally been there for longer than I had been living. And
that's
I would listen to them come in every morning, and they would complain. And I have to hear every morning, oh, there's got to be a better way. You know, they all have it. And yet and still, the very next day, they would show up again. And, the large salary, and, you know, and honestly, Daphne, you know, we weren't really working that hard. We weren't really working that hard. We were, you know, as productive as we kind of chose to be.
That's right.
And there was a lot of money. And so I was fine with that for about 10 years of that time. But within the last 5 years of my career there, something began to shift in me, and I did not have the language, the spiritual language, to understand what was happening with me. And so it began to manifest first as boredom, as simple boredom, not wanting to go, but going anyway, dreading Monday, getting a literal headache on Sunday night, like a real headache. You know,
because Monday is coming.
Because Monday is coming, and I used to carry around, and I share this with people, I had every type of painkiller in my pocketbook, you know, from the ibuprofen to the,
Lord.
People would come to me and say, what do you have? You know, because
you're walking pharmaceutical.
Because I was just so stressed out and so bored, and what I didn't realize was that my purpose was calling me, and I didn't know how to address that. And so the boredom and the frustration then turned into a depression.
Now, let's talk about that, because we want to fast forward now, because there are so many L. Kimberly Smiths who are listening right now and who will be listening on the archive. When that depression set in, how did your mature, seasoned co-workers react to that? Did they know about what was happening to you?
Well, you know, that that is an interesting question. I have never been asked that before. You know, there was some very unusual reactions. There was a lot of, it brought out, I think, a lot of fear, a lot of the fear that was within them about their own existences, about not doing what they wanted to do. And I guess they might have seen a bit of it. They probably saw a bit of it in themselves, but but it came out, it manifested itself towards me in a lot of fear. People would say, you know, get over it. This is life. Life sucks. Get used to it. They were not encouraging, and you're the first person to really make me sort of examine that, but I did not receive a lot of encouragement. They were just kind of like, we're all miserable, so I don't know why you think you need to be happy, you know.
Exactly. Because they're thinking, Kim, that they've been there for 40 years. Yes. Why are you coming to shatter my glass ceiling? This has been my glass ceiling. You're young. You're a kid. Yes. Why are you coming in here to mess up a good thing? So
yes.
All of a sudden, it's not the environment and what has been happening to you, but you are coming to mess it up for us. Who dare you, kid, to do that?
Yes.
So they felt they had a right to lash out at you. And
wow.
I'm so excited that we're having this conversation, because there's somebody out there in cyber world who needed to hear this morning. You got to listen to your heart, because when our purpose and passion begins to penetrate our core being, it manifests in depression, headache, loss of energy, loss of motivation,
yes.
and enthusiasm. And this is why journaling is so important. Because for those of us who journal, and if we journal these things, we can go back and track from the first day the onset of this thing began. So although it is a fearful experience, you need to be bold and take a stand for what you know you believe in. So I want to thank you for being so bold and for sharing that. So let us fast forward. You realized something was happening, and it needed more than the diversity of painkillers to solve that. And what was your next move?
Yes, so true. I was really fortunate enough to have a really great medical doctor who I had for all of those years, matter of fact, since I was about 18, and you're right, it manifested into everything that you said. I thought I was physically ill maybe because I had no energy. I was having a lot of headaches, and so I went to my doctor, and he ran all sorts of tests. And he said to me, you know, there's nothing physically wrong with you. Everything is actually coming out looking, you know, medical book perfect. So we talked, and he said, you know, really, I think you need a counselor.
Ah,
and fortunately,
God bless him.
Yes, because he could have said anything to me, Daphne, or he could have just prescribed.
He could have been written more prescriptions for you, because he knows what to write for everything you're complaining for that did not confirm. You know, he could have done you injustice, but he didn't.
But he did not, and I so appreciated that. And fortunately, I was receptive. You know, I mean, you know, my soul was opening up, and so I was receptive, and I took his advice. He referred me to someone, and I went there, and here we go. And this is how you know when you're really on your path, because when you're really on your path, You know, the universe is always conspiring to help you.
That's right.
It really is. And
exactly. I've been waiting. Where have you been? Thank God you turn up. That's what the universe says when we get it, you know?
Yes, exactly. I've been waiting here for you to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the counselor, she was another woman of integrity. She was a person who could have also had me sitting on her couch for many years, but I didn't. I did it, and the first session that we had, she just allowed me to talk, and everything just sort of poured out about how I had stopped writing, I had stopped being creative, you know, I wasn't happy, I felt stuck, you know, everything just poured out about a lot of things. And so when I went back the second time, she said to me, okay, listen, I could have you sit here for years. Okay, she said, but what I want you to know is that what you're trying to do with your life is that you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. And she said to me, and this is where choice comes in, and then she said to me, now, you can keep doing that for the rest of your life and nobody will stop you, not even me. Or you can take a chance and be happy and live your life and do what you really, truly want to do. But
powerful.
That's your option. That's
powerful.
Yes.
Powerful. You know, God makes no mistake. He always delivers. The mistake comes when we refuse to accept what he delivers.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed.
You know, and I know every day that you wake up and see the rising of the sun, you give thanks for those two professionals who have helped to push you through that door.
Exactly. I never, ever forgot that. And I'm so thankful that there are medical professionals out there, you know, who have that within them. And I like to share that
integrity.
With people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, in integrity, that they do exist. And you know, you made such a great point, Daphne, in that we get these messages. You know, I had a friend who said so simply one time, but it was so powerful, but he said, God is always talking, always.
That's
talking.
That's right. Well, we too busy. we too busy talking to hear him, but we don't get still. You know?
Exactly. We're too busy talking while he's talking. But God is always talking. But when we get to that place of awareness where our purpose is calling to us so, so strongly, and I have to throw this in, you know, we're living in a time now where our purpose is sort of screaming out. They're
loud,
yes.
loud and clear. But we all have earplugs in.
Yes.
And we need to remove those earplugs. Remove them. And this is what I tell my clients. I said, you know, you need to stop listening to your head and just follow your heart. Because your heart is screaming so loudly. But you have allowed all the negativity in your head and the naysayers to overpower that.
Wow.
But everybody needs to take a sip of bold tea.
Yes.
And just bold yourself and energize yourself and step out. Because in this time when everybody's saying it's recession, now is the time for entrepreneurs to be creative and to reinvent ourselves, because the world's economy, the turnaround is totally dependent on us as entrepreneurs.
Oh,
because
yes, indeed.
We know how to make something out of nothing. You know, I visited my auntie down in Brooklyn yesterday, and I was watching her make dinner. And I looked at her, and I said, man, Jamaicans make a meal out of anything. Because, and she looked look at me and she laughed. And I said, Auntie Ida, you remember when we were in Jamaica, we make it this, we make it that. Ain't nobody got no recipe. And we are some of the most authentic cooks that you can ever see on the planet. You know,
yes.
It's amazing. And it is the same thing with an entrepreneur. You give them lemon, they're making lemonade, and they're trying to find out if there's anything else they can use. The pulps and the peel to
that
make.
That is so true.
Because we don't want to throw anything in the trash. You know? So
That is so true.
It's just amazing. And this is why it is so important for us to embrace our courage. Because people, they love us so much. Our relatives and close friends, they love us so much. And they don't want to see us get hurt. So once we begin on this path, we got to know that in the beginning, it's going to be just three people. You, me, myself, and I. Until you start demonstrating some success. Oh, baby, I always know you was good at that. Lucky for you, you had your mom who was there for you in the beginning.
Yes.
But a lot of people, you're not getting any support in the beginning. So you got to go out there and prove yourselves. So, when you saw the light, you went to the therapist, she told you, and you decide, hey, I've been waiting too long to make a choice. So you acted. What was the first action?
Well, you're talking about taking a sip of bold tea. Well, I drank a gallon of bold tea. I did not hesitate. About a week later after that visit, well, first I talked to my mom. My mom was still living at that particular time. And so, you know, she's my best friend and confidant. I talked to my mom, and I was expecting, you know, I was telling her the whole story, and, you know, I'm not happy there, and I want to be creative, and I got all these ideas, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I'm expecting what a lot of people get, which is this advice of, well, you know, you need your job and stuff. Well, my mom said, well, you know, Kimmy, I don't know what you're waiting for. Just go ahead and leave. Leave and do what you want to do.
Yes.
It shocked me, and I was kind of like, okay. And so about a week later, I actually made a phone call. One of my girlfriends was like in like top management, and so I knew that she was working at her desk this particular Saturday, and so I called her.
In the same company, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I knew that she was working this particular weekend. Mm-hmm. And I called her up on a Saturday, and I said to her, I'm resigning. And, I would like to know, where should I fax my resignation letter? and she was like, you're serious? And I said, yes, I am, and I do have a plan. I've been knowing what I wanted to do, you know, what my first entrepreneurial venture was and all of that. And I said, and she said, when is it effective? I said, effective as of today, because you will not be seeing me in there on Monday. And so I took my time because, you know, I was raised by a mother who always said, you know, never burn your bridges and always try to leave things, you know, as nicely as possible. So I took my time and I wrote a really nice complimentary appreciative resignation letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I faxed it over, you know, and I thanked everybody, and, you know, because, you know, there were things that I learned while I was there
exactly.
for all of those years that
Wonderful.
I use today.
Exactly.
So I was, you know, I really wanted to show my gratitude, even though I knew my time had come to leave, but I took my time to do that, and I faxed it because I had already set up my little home office, so I had my little fax machine and all that stuff, and And that was the end. And, you know, they people, of course, called me because I had a lot of people that, you know, they had worked with me for years. And people mm-hmm. called, like, the next week when they didn't see me sitting at my desk. And, mm-hmm. you know, oh, we heard this. And, oh, my gosh. And, you know, fear came in. They thought mm-hmm. I was going to starve. And you know what I mean?
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I had to work through all of that. I couldn't mm-hmm. allow that their negative mm-hmm. thoughts and fears to penetrate what mm-hmm. I was doing. I just couldn't allow it. It was like I was in survival mode. I can't eat the negativity. I have to eat positivity. That was how I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thanking everybody, but I kind of disconnected myself in a very polite way.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to listen to those fearful conversations every
That's
single
right.
day.
That's
you
right.
know, and right. I knew that was not what I needed at that point. And mm-hmm. that was the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey that, you mm-hmm. know, has been amazing.
That's right. You know, and in each of us, I mean, it might not be writing, but we all have something that is screaming at us. And we just need to have the faith and take the courage to know that we are not alone once you pick up the baton. It's like taking part in the marathon. You leave your home and you turn up at the starting gate. And you know there are going to be thousands of people there. And your concern is to participate in the marathon. It's great if you become the number one winner. But just being out there to say, oh, I ran the marathon,
yes.
energizes you. And this is what it is about. No one says that you need to perfect it before you start. But with today's technology and resource, we can go out there and make it because there are people there who is willing to extend a hand. Look, this morning you are in South Florida. I am in Colcol, Connecticut. We are having a very energetic conversation, which we know will impact the rest of the world because it's going to be an archive for a long time.
Yes.
And this is what is available to everyone who is listening to us this morning. You might be in Italy. You might be in Japan. You might be in Israel. You might be in the Caribbean someplace. But we are here for you. If you are struggling in some way, reach out because with technology available to all of us, we can be an added asset to whatever is screaming out of you. So do not isolate yourself and think that, oh, I don't have the skills and talents. You don't know. You don't need to know how to do everything. Capitalize on the one good thing that you know how to do and pay somebody else to do the rest that you are not good at. So, you began your writing, you had your office set up, and then you begin to spread the news that I'm now in business for myself.
Yes, yes. And it was a very, very interesting role because, you know, as you just told, you know, our listening audience, you don't need to be perfect at something in order to start doing it. And also, you know, I'm a big advocate, Daphne, that if you have a drive and a passion and a desire to do something, you know, you can work it out along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have the courage to take sometimes that path that is least traveled, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when people say that, you know, we hear that saying all the time, the path that's least traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you visualize that in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, that particular path usually has overgrown, you know, weeds and
that's
grass.
Right.
And
that's right.
So, you know, mm-hmm. And you've got, you know, you might get stuck and scratched up a little
mm-hmm.
bit along the way trying to get things, you know, right.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that's the road that you have to take. And so I started off doing a lot of things that, you know, I had a skill for because the first company that I started at, it was a personal concierge business, and mm-hmm. I did a lot of things for people. I did personal shopping. I did writing for people. I used to do instructional manuals. Like, you know, people would hire me for their small businesses, and I would write the training manuals and things like that. You know, so I just put myself out there to say these are the skills that I have, and what can I do for you? Because I believe that my true gift and my true purpose is service. And
That's right.
Do that in a lot of different ways, but ultimately it comes down to serving. So I helped other entrepreneurs. It's funny because I've come full circle in doing the same thing. But I helped other small business owners and entrepreneurs with whatever they may have needed. I actually would do personal shopping for chefs who had cafes and, you know, so that, you know, so it would help them along their way. So you cannot be afraid to just put yourself and your skills out there. And you know what? I worked it out along the way. I didn't know a lot about a lot of those businesses that I was trying to help, but I had the confidence enough to know that whatever was placed in front of me, I could learn it. You know, that I knew. So you know, and I did things the old-fashioned way. You know, at that time, personal computers were actually just becoming like a household thing. This was 13 years ago for me. So I had my first computer and so on. But I did a lot of networking. I, you know, went to the local businesses, walked to the local businesses in my area, and told them what I did, you know. So I had to be creative in that because I didn't, you know, I didn't have a lot of money. I had a saving that I needed to also live off of, you know what I mean?
So you spent time building relationships.
Yes.
But as I listen to you evolve, I need to ask you this question. When did you stop popping the painkillers?
Oh, my goodness.
The headache went away?
That was almost immediate. That happened.
I think El Kimberly is having, because she's still on, but I'm not hearing her. So she's probably having a technical difficulty. So, Kimberly, if you're hearing, if you need to hang up and call back in, do that, because you're still up on the switchboard, but I'm not hearing your conversation. So I don't know if your phone went dead. Yes, I'm hearing a very energetic conversation with L. Kimberly Smith, who is sharing her story of entrepreneurial success and on the path, on the journey that she is on. So I just pray that she gets on back. I'm going to probably hang her up so she can call back in. So, L. Kimberly, are you there? Okay. All right, I hang you up, so please call back in. What an amazing story. And, you know, there are many people out there who is at this moment experiencing a lot of what we are speaking about this morning. And you got to know when to say to yourself that enough is enough. And you are the one that is expected to take responsibility for what's going on in your life. And I'm thankful that she's back on. Yes, good morning, good morning. Thank God that you got back on. Technology has a mind of its own. Yes,
it
so
sure,
just...
It sure does, yes.
Yes, just continue with what you're saying.
Yes, so we were talking about the headaches and all of that. Yeah, that ended almost immediately, and I was saying it's pretty interesting because now as we speak, I don't have anything in this home of mine. Now not one aspirin, not one piece of Tylenol. It's funny how I went from a pocketbook full of jingling aspirins and Tylenol and Advil to literally, if you came and visited me, Daphne, and you needed anything, we have to go to Walgreens to get it.
It's the same thing. You know, people come to my house and they say, oh, give me a painkiller. And I said, I don't have one. And they say, you used to be a nurse. I said, yes, I am a nurse, but I still don't pop pills. So you got to know what works for you, and so that people understand. But you have to find the root cause of what's going on in your life. And a lot of times, those causes are not cured by medication.
Oh,
and, you know, it is such a blessing when you find a physician who knows that a prescription for drugs is really not the cure all for what's going on with us. So, yeah, you and I sound like we could be talking for 3 years on this energetic conversation. So, now, we spoke about, I want to just change a bit. You have a spiritual name. Let's talk about that. And how did you acquire that?
Oh, thank you for asking. That is rather new. That was a part of my journey moving from Philadelphia to West Palm Beach. And I landed in this mystical little town by the beach called Lake Worth. And so I was drawn here by the name. It's very, that's a whole other story. People say, how did you find Lake Worth? And that was all divine, you know. So I've met some wonderful, amazing people here. And one of my friends is singer-songwriter Felicia Rose. She was on my show.
She's from Hawaii, right?
Yeah, she was in Hawaii for many, many years.
Okay.
And but she also had recently, a few years ago, moved to Pennsylvania. Now, when she was in Pennsylvania and I was in Pennsylvania, we didn't know each other at all. She moved here in the spring of this year, and I moved here just about a couple months after her, and we happened to just meet up through someone, both having moved here, big, huge life changes. And we it's just been kind of mystical. Anyway, we connected and we became really good friends, and I really admire and respect what she does and her spiritual path. And she just kept saying to me, you know, there's another name for you. You have another name out there. There's another name for you. And so I was like, she was like, you can do what you want. You can rebirth yourself at 43. You know, that's how she is. You can be, such a beautiful spirit. And I had never had anybody express our freedom in that way. She said, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. And so she kept thinking, and one day she called me and she said, I got the perfect name for you. It's Naima. And you know, it's the way she said it. I don't know if she has a beautiful singing voice, but
she has a beautiful voice.
Yes. And so she speaks that way. You know, she said, it's Naima. And so I said, oh, wow, I love that. And so the meaning has a combination of meanings, because I chose a spelling that was a bit unusual, but it has a lot of diverse backgrounds, the particular name of Naima. But the combination of the syllables really means peaceful water or one who is content. Don't you love that?
Journey, out of the journey that you have traveled, what better name to have? That is powerful.
It really is, and I was so gracious, and so there's some people in Lake Worth that call me. Of course, Felicia calls me Naima, and I even feel differently when I say it, you know.
My God.
But what connects that to the first part of our conversation, and I thank you for asking me about that name, because at the particular time that she and I started to really become good friends and she thought of this name, I had been for a few months trying to rename my business and trying to think of what it was. Yes, and I could come up with nothing. Do you hear me?
I believe you.
Yeah, brainstorm, nothing. Nothing felt right. And when that name came out of her mouth, the first thing that came to me was, that's my new business.
My heavens.
And 5 minutes later, she said to me, you know what? That would be such a great name for your business. And I hadn't even voiced it. It hadn't even come from my mind to out of my mouth yet before she said it. So it was so powerful. And so that's where that all came from. So it just was a beautiful experience. And I thank her and I just want to share with people that, you know, what Felicia said is so true. You can be reborn, you know, at mm-hmm. any time. Don't let anybody tell you that,
right.
yeah, that you're 35, 45, 55. You can be whoever you want to be at any given time.
Whenever you want to be, you know. A lot of the fear enters who we are because of the company that we are with.
Yes.
Our environment and our surroundings has a lot to do with our evolution.
Yes.
And we, you know, just out of your experience of getting out of Philadelphia and to research and find that place that God wanted you to be nested in.
Yes.
Look at what has evolved out of it.
Yes. In a very, very short period of time.
Yes. So let's talk about, you are an extremely talented woman, and I'm going to just tell you on Global Radio, you really have not done yourself justice, because I asked you to send me a bio, and you sent me a couple sentences. I said, I'm sure the conversation we had was much wider than what this lady wrote. So I said, you know something, let me go on her website and look. I said, she's not doing herself justice. But you know something? I know somebody else like that does the same thing. You are listening to her. And we got to learn how to toot our horns.
Yes.
Because we add value in such a broad scale. I was speaking with a sister from Houston a couple months ago, and she said to me, Dr. Daphne, when are you going to start to promote yourself? You promote everybody else, and you push yourself to the back. And this is something I'm looking forward to begin to do a lot more of in the coming year, and to just get myself out there. So I was on the lookout for that. So excuse me from not using what you sent, because I thought what was on your website was much richer and will give the readers a broader scope on who Elle Kimberly is.
Well, I thank you so much, and I thought it was so beautiful, and you are right on so many counts. You and I both, you know, we are all about taking other people and mm-hmm. you know, and letting them shine and pushing mm-hmm. them to the forefront and putting the mm-hmm. spotlight on what they mm-hmm. do. And mm-hmm. you, I'm sure, like myself, get a lot of joy out of that. I
mm-hmm.
really get a lot
mm-hmm.
of joy out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right, though, because like I tell my clients, you know, you've got to put yourself out there. You got to let people know what you're doing. You got to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
really turn
mm-hmm.
around with ourselves. Because I knew when I was typing that bio in the email, there's that voice, but you hear that voice that says, don't make
mm-hmm.
it too much. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have a big ego. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's like you hear all of this stuff. Believe me, I was very, very conscious
mm-hmm.
of And so you're absolutely right. That is a place where I definitely need to evolve in
yeah.
much more
mm-hmm.
and feel more comfortable with. And you know, and you as well, because you do the same thing. You're all about, you know, putting other people up
mm-hmm.
and letting them shine. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we need to let people know what we can do for them.
And I'm going to be bold enough this morning to give you permission to stop listening to your head and begin to follow your heart and allow your heart to speak so much louder than what your head is saying and all of that, because we deserve the best. I mean, there's no lack in the kingdom. There's enough there for you and for I and for all the other entrepreneurs out there. And
yes.
we just need to claim it. We just need to claim it. You know, they said time goes quickly when we are having fun. We have 2 minutes remaining for the completion of the first hour. So
wow.
I don't know how much time more you can spend. I mean, I'm not rushing you off. If you have time and you have more, you can stay on. But I just wanted to be respectful to let you
oh.
know.
Thank you. Well, I do have, as a matter of fact, one of my clients is taking me out to lunch.
Oh, good for you. Good for
yes,
you.
Yes, I know. So I will need to run.
Wrap
but,
up. Okay,
but
so let's just summarize the conversation and, you know, tell us what we can look forward to in the future.
Ooh,
and
thank
I
you.
Want you to highlight some of the services that you offer now for entrepreneurs, please.
Thank you. Well, everybody knows that, first of all, my show is a real passion. So Life with a Twist is going to keep going on right here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 4 Eastern. So, you know, join us. We try to keep it positive, uplifting, and interesting. So keep looking out for that. And then I am building Naima Productions. Well, you know, she's up and running. She's gonna be built as she's up and running. But, Naima Productions is a company that I started that actually works with spiritually conscious entrepreneurs, musicians, artists, business people, speakers, to help them promote themselves. I do social media management is a huge part of it. So I manage Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn pages. And also I am doing public relations and promotions for these
mm-hmm.
clients. And it's really kicked off really quickly. It kicked off before actually before I officially got it started, because I just started meeting these wonderful, talented people who, when I say spiritually conscious, simply meaning that they want to be financially prosperous. Yes, they are business owners and entrepreneurs, but they want to fulfill their divine purpose in the midst of it all. They're coming from a place, as you say, Daphne, and I love that you keep saying that, from the heart instead of this head all the time. And so that's what I do. And so those are my two passions right now. And I also, like you, am open to people contacting me, emailing me if they have questions, they need encouragement. You know, if you need to find a way of doing something, like you're trying to start a business and you feel like you don't have any money or you feel like you don't have any resources, believe me when I tell you, I have more free resources that can help you get started with doing pretty much anything, because when I first started, I didn't have any money. So so I'm open to people emailing me and contacting me as well if they really, really need a jump start in starting their business.
So are you only serving people who are local in Florida, or are you accepting clients?
No, I am global. Most of the work, I was fortunate enough to meet people here who are just amazing people that I can spend time with. However, I do have clients who are nowhere near me.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's
please give out your duck information. Before you do that, will you please just give the listeners three or four points that you want to leave them with? If they don't remember anything out of this very energetic conversation we've had, give them three or four things that they should remember. Then give your contact information, and I want to thank you for spending this time with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, so if the listeners remember anything, the first thing I'd like for them to be aware of is to try to be conscious of how you're feeling. Try to be conscious of yourself. You're in a job, you're unemployed, whatever the case might be in your life right now. But instead of getting caught up in the frenzy of everyday living, which is easy, I know, but try to be conscious of how you're feeling. If you're feeling depressed, frustrated, if you're feeling that call, because a lot of symptoms like that are simply, you know, our spirits crying out that we need to just be doing something else. And
release
so,
me,
you know,
release me.
Yes, exactly. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition and trust how you feel. So be conscious. Don't let yourself get sick. You know what I mean? Be conscious and make a change. Mm-hmm. The second point is to let people know that, you know, you don't always need a lot of money. Many times you don't always need a lot of money to start doing something. Start from where you are. That's always a point that I try to make with people who ask me about, you know, starting their own business. Start from where you are, you know, and let's drop the excuses. You know, Wayne Dyer has a great book called Excuses Be Gone and a powerful PBS video. You got to see a young man on there. It's amazing. But anyway, you know, just start from wherever you are. And if you don't know how to do that, contact Daphne, contact me, reach out to somebody who can tell you how to start right from where you are. And, you know, and I think the third point is that, you know, just know that this is a road of courage and faith. I mean, there's no getting around that. It's a road of courage and faith, and that, and it needs to be renewed every day. Believe me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, I have some days where nothing goes right. Does this not work? Messed up this, Excel's not coming up. All sorts of things. But, you know, so it's a road of courage and faith. And so whatever you choose to do, make sure you love it. Make sure you love it, because it's like a baby and you're going to have to nurture it. But it will bring you so, it'll bring you so many rewards far beyond just the income. So many rewards, you know. And so I can be reached at Naima Productions, and I'll spell that as N like Nancy, Y. I am like Mary A. Productions. So it's Naima Productions at Comcast.net. And you can email me there with any questions, or if you are, you know, an artist, entrepreneur, business person who's looking to, you know, get some information and services on how to promote yourself, then, you know, please contact me there. Mm-hmm. And my temporary site right now, but it has enough information on for you to get the gist, is naimaproductions.wordpress.com. So I thank you so much, Daphne, so much, and I thank all the listeners.
It was such an honor, Kimberly, L. Kimberly, and I am really looking forward to having you back. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the possibility of us working together and help to add value to each other's vision.
Yes.
Keep doing what you were called to do. Keep touching lives. And
I am
looking forward to watch Naima evolve.
Yes.
Have a good lunch. Have a good lunch.
Thank you. All right, then. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thank you so much. Oh, what an amazing lady. L. Kimberly Smith, and her show is on Sunday nights. I think she's at 4 p.m. What an amazing story. Powerful, powerful. So make sure this is one episode that you will pass out to others so that they can listen to that. All right, I do not have a second guest, so I decide I'm doing a presentation on benefits of personal development coaching. I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week ago, a week ago, that I did the top 20 reasons why someone needs to be working with a personal development or empowerment coach. And now I'm going to be speaking with you on the benefits of using that service, and then I'm going to tie it up with the power of discipline. Okay, because everything, like you listen to what L. Kimberly was just speaking on, and it takes discipline, it takes self-control, and it takes responsibility. So, you know, if you are searching for ways to be successful without becoming personal depleted, is one of the first questions you need to ask yourself about working with a personal development coach. And as you heard me mention, or when I did the other presentation, which I'm not going to go over, but I'm just going to be speaking with you on the paradigm shift that you need to embrace in which to have all the benefits and to utilize all the benefits you have. So you heard L. Kimberly spoke about the people who was on that wonderful job for 40 plus years. There were people on that job who were there longer than she was alive. And they would come in every Monday morning and they would complain that there ought to be a better way, but that they did not take the stand. Well, now you and I are so blessed that we do not need to be living in that anymore. We can just know that there are options out there for us to go and take control of. So, at Marquee Global Coaching and Personal Development, we believe that you deserve to live a full life of authenticity, enthusiasm, passion, purpose, and joy. And most importantly, the time to take action is now, so that you can live now. For restoration and vitality in your life, there needs to be a paradigm shift. Shift of focus in several key areas. Too often times you hear people will ask, well, what are you going to do for me? I think you need to rephrase the question and say, what am I willing to do for myself with your guidance? Because as a coach, what I'm willing to do is to guide the process on the journey. So let's look at the first key in order to get the full benefit out of this experience. You need to get it crystal clear about what matters. Everything in our lives are not a priority. So we are going to need to prioritize, set some things aside, put some things on the back burner, and then embrace the other things. The next thing you need to know yourself and how you work to develop new habits. The coach is not going to be able to tell you that. You need to put yourself in a position where you will speak that to your coach so that your coach will be able to work with you more effectively. Choose what you love to do and leave the rest to somebody else. You heard us was in the first episode, we're speaking about that. You do not need to perfect everything to get into business for yourself. Perfect the one thing that you love and that you're passionate about. Then pay somebody else to do the rest. And it's the same thing we are telling you here. You need to know what you love to do. And then leave the rest for somebody else to do. Don't be chasing everything. Learn the power of making small changes, which will give you big result. Remember, I always use this statement. We can all eat an elephant. We just need to do it one small bite at a time. It is important to put yourself back on the priority list. Especially as women, we oftentimes remove ourselves from the priority list. And unless we can put ourselves on a pedestal and serve ourselves and pamper ourselves, we are not in the position to be serving others. Take action on what counts. You know, Mary Kay Ash used to tell us, I used to be a Mary Kay consultant and then I became a director. And she used to tell us, we cannot have one hand in the toilet bowl and one hand in being a consultant or a director. So her recommendation was, go out, sell your Mary Kay product, and pay somebody to clean the toilet bowl so that you are not trying to do everything at the same time. There must be a personal accountability on your part. Simply put, if it is to be, it is up to you. So, in order for you to get advantages of that, that is what you will need to do. Learn to reward yourself for each goal that you have accomplished. Commit yourself to be a life learner. Read books, listen CDs, and watch DVDs. Attend conferences, webinars, and workshops. Have a monthly budget for your personal development. Break down how you will spend that. Am I going to be going to conferences or buying books or DVDs? You work it out and find out what is best for you. Create the mindset of a winner and everything that you do. Only you can derail yourself, or if you decide to give up control to everybody else. This is not rocket science. However, you will find out in your everyday life as you talk to people. Only a few people will make the decision to make this shift so that they can structure themselves right and have the support to get the benefit out of their coaching. Now, this is where an empowerment specialist like myself comes in. At Marquee Global Coaching and Personal Development, we have experience in helping people get off their paddle crutches and achieve goals that add meaning and fulfillment in their lives. Using a proven system that has helped thousands of people over the past 20 plus years. It's not only about personal development and making surface changes. It is about total transformation of the way you live and work. Our purpose and support will enable you to get rid of baggages and remove deep-rooted obstacles, which is preventing you from living an authentic, purposeful life, the true life that you deserve. Find joy and inner fulfillment is one of the first benefits that our service helps you to have. Have deep relationships and maintain time to nurture them. You heard El Kimberly spoke about walking to the local businesses in her area. Rediscover your passion and energy while focusing on your purpose. This is one of the other benefits that our guidance will help you to embrace. Spend more time doing what you love. Deal with life changes with ease and grace. So instead, our services will help you to know that nothing is a mistake in life. They are lessons learned. And how can you dissect that experience to take out the lessons from that that are beneficial to you? Spend time focusing on creating legacies surrounding your vision and mission. And that's where, you know, listening to your heart is important, because, you know, the universe is always directing us in the direction that we were called to be. But what happens a lot of time, we are listening to other people. You heard L. Kimberly Smith spoke about being a good listener, and she was listening to all these wonderful people on the job who've been there so long before, and they were trying to groom her to move up there. But thank God for her mother who helped her. And this is what we need to identify. What's our vision? What's our mission? And stay focused. Stay true to those two things. Feel centered and calm no matter what the external circumstances are. I know for me, whenever I work with my coach, whether it's my branding coach or my business coach, whenever I work with them, it just brings me back to center myself. You know, for conversations allow me to stretch, and it just helped me to stay centered and say, well, this is what my vision is, this is what my mission is, because I'm extremely creative and my brain is always going overtime and I'm always creating stuff. And this is why you need to find a coach, and those are the benefits that you will get out of it. You can transform your life one action at a time. You heard L. Kimberly mention too that you can rebirth yourself whenever you want. Age has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that. In order for you to gain all these benefits that I've just mentioned, you need to understand the power of discipline. As the human race, we find pleasure in always passing, casting blame. It is always somebody's fault. I didn't do that. She did it. He did it. And it goes on and on and on. In order for us to be successful in life, we have to really embrace the power of discipline, the power of responsibility and personal accountability. What is discipline, and how do we define discipline? As we think back as adults and as business owners and professionals, we always think of that term being used to describe children or minors, because we always see ourselves as, oh, I'm a grown-up, don't talk to me about discipline. But I tell you, a lot of grown-ups and professional and business people are so locked in discipline, even more than some young people. So know that discipline is an important part of who we are as adults. Discipline has been defined in the dictionary in various ways. However, defining discipline is relevant only for the purpose of academics and interest. And on the academic side of child discipline, to discipline our children. And that's, I made that note because when I looked up in two different dictionaries, both dictionaries pointed towards the discipline of children. May it be in their academics and all of that. But there was nothing around entrepreneurial discipline or business discipline. So I wanted to point that out. That is something that we need to create for ourselves and to make sure we are sticking to it. Broadly speaking, as parents, the meaning of child discipline to us is teaching the child how to learn self-control, recognize acceptable limits, and learn where to stop. And these, I just pick these three out because these three applies to us as entrepreneurs as well. We need to take control of our time and manage it so that we can get good results. We need to recognize our limits. Don't spend our time doing the things that we are not qualified to do. And this goes back to the point when I mentioned about us doing what we love to do and leave the rest to others. Learn when to stop. Now, you probably are in a job and you're experiencing what L. Kimberly spoke about, your popping painkillers and all of that. You got to know when to look and say, you know, enough is enough. You probably will go to seek or search out the services of professionals, but do not sit there and put yourself through agony and put other people in agony. Know when to stop. Know when to say enough is enough. So you got to take a stand. So I think that these three categories, which pertain to discipline, applies to us as entrepreneurs. And it is learning self-control, recognizing acceptable limits, and learning when and where to stop. So if you are not good at speaking on the phone, pay somebody to do that. Know what you are good at. It does not show weakness. As a matter of fact, it shows strength. When you can look in the mirror and say, well, I'm not good at this. Let me get somebody to do that. It is saving you time and it is building your business. When we learn to recognize limit, we are also learning to ignore them. So we don't need to wallow in what is happening, but we identify them, call them for what it is, and then we, for those of us who meditate or do journal, we create something to replace them with. There are times when we as small business people and entrepreneur too, we act childish because we do not know when to create boundaries. And I'm saying we because I am oftentimes guilty of that as well, because I too am a work in progress. And one of the things is for those people who work at home, people just think because you're working at home, they can stop in at any time, just to stop by. I was in the neighborhood and I'm stopping by. We need to set boundaries and let people know I am in business. The same thing goes for our children and family members. When I'm in front of the computer, I am conducting business. You cannot just come pop in and want to talk to me. If we do not create these boundaries, if we don't have the discipline to create these boundaries, then people will not respect us as business owners and they will not support what we are doing. As a business owner, you are the ones that will manage your time. You are the ones that will set your schedule. You know when you go for lunch. You know when you are supposed to come back. You know when you're working on the phone. You know you're returning phone call. All these things takes discipline. And if you are someone who came from an environment where you had enjoyed being told what to do and when to do it, this is going to take some practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing to get it right. So remember that if it is to be, it is up to you. I want to read I want to read eight of the definitions that the dictionary gave when I looked up the word discipline. And these are the definition they gave for noun. Discipline is a training or conditioning imposed for the improvement of physical power and self-control. And that is so fitting for us as entrepreneurs. The second one, a discipline is a systematic training in obedience to regulate authority. Number three, discipline is the state of improved behavior resulting from such training or conditions. The next one is discipline for some people and in some communities and surroundings is considered as punishment or chastisement. And this is one that as entrepreneurs or small business people, we need to watch out for and be cautious. Because instead of learning from whatever mistake we make, if we see discipline as a punishment and chastisement, we can sit and wallow for a long time in there instead of getting up and brushing ourselves off and to continue. So instead of seeing it as a punishment or a chastisement, look at it and see what did not work. And why did you get the result that you got from that particular experience? Another noun definition for discipline is a system of rules for behavior, methods, or practices. I felt led to repeat this one. Discipline is a system of rules for behavior, methods of practices. Number six, discipline is a branch of learning or instruction. Number seven, discipline is the laws that govern the membership of church. And for those of you who are spiritually inclined, you can look on the discipleship of that particular congregation or place of worship. And you can model your behaviors around that to see what I can learn from that. What can I take out of that structure that will help me to demonstrate the kind of discipline in my business? Discipline is a storage of knotted cords. So, out of these 10 nouns that I've given you and out of all the other things I mentioned, you need to now make the choice, select for you which ones you would like to use. Then you can knot them together and you use them as part of what will help you to create the legacy that you want to create. I chose two verb expression for discipline. And the first one says, discipline is to improve or attempt to improve the behavior, orderliness, etc., by training, conditionings, or rules. Yes, even as entrepreneurs, there are rules that we must follow. And without the habit and the practice that the practice of discipline which we develop, we can fall short. And again, they are looking here as a verb of discipline also can be viewed as a punishment or a demonstration of corrective measure. And I would tend to embrace the corrective measure because there are lessons learned. And as you listened to the first segment of the show and how faith and courage had helped L. Kimberly Smith to be where she is right now, down to the T of embracing a new spiritual name, that it was so amazing to hear, because too often we are fighting what the universe is helping us to do. I want to point out here, okay, I want to also encourage you that if you have a question, you can type it in the chat room, or you can call in if you have something you would like to speak about in around discipline. You can call and let us have a conversation about that. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. Well-maintained discipline will shorten your learning curve and gets you quicker results in your life. Your coach is a guide who will get you to the door, and you are the one who will need to open that door. As your coach, I will grab the door handle. I will watch you grab the door handle, even though I'm standing next to you. I am there and I'm getting ready, and I am sure other coaches does the same thing too. And the minute you grab that door handle, we are getting ready to applaud you and to say, job well done, and to watch you walk over. Once you step foot over that threshold, then we are applauding you. And you need to applaud and embrace yourself as well. As grown-ups, discipline can be challenging. So the sooner we embrace it, the sooner it will become a habit. You know, Resource has said that anything that is practiced for 21 consecutive days will in turn become a part of your habit. It becomes a part of who you are. So I would say, hey, you don't know whether it works or not, so we want you to practice that. I recommend doing it for 21 days, which I just said, after which it will become a habit and it will be so much easier for you. Becoming successful is not difficult. The difficulty is our lack of discipline and the fear oftentimes gets into the way. So, you know, give me a call, 646-915-8166. If you have any experiences about coaching, or if you have any experience that you have learned from about our own discipline or lack of discipline, I want you to call me at 646-915-8166. Or if you're in the chat room and you want to type that, I encourage you to do that. I also want to extend an invitation to come dream with me. I am Connecticut's first licensee for the Michael E. Gerber Origination Division Dreaming Room. Michael E. Gerber is the guru and the author of the E-Myth Revisit. And the E-Myth is the book that awakened the entrepreneur within. And this dreaming room, which I'm looking to run for 12 consecutive weeks, beginning on January the 8th and run through March, it gives you an opportunity to come into the dreaming room to create the extraordinary business that you are looking to run. This dreaming room is for anyone who is looking to begin a business. It is also for anyone who is already in business. However, that business is an ordinary business and they are looking to create it into an extraordinary business. I tell you, there are dreaming rooms that are happening all over the world. This program is now in 9 different countries. It's as far down as Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Africa, all over Canada, and all over the United States. So why don't you send me an email? You can just go to the radio site and send me an email or check me out on Facebook, and I will give you more information on how to be part of the dreaming room. Space is limited because we only have 9 slots available, and I would love for you to be one of the first ones who will be part of the dreaming room. So I look forward to seeing you there at the dreaming room. I look forward to you coming there and to just create that extraordinary business that you are looking to do. And while we are waiting on you to call in, I just felt led to play some more music while we are waiting to hear from you, because we have some time here. And this is one of my favorite songs, and I hope you enjoy it. I want you also to remember to call 646-915-8166.
Empty cross, the empty.
it. You know, oh, happy day. We, as entrepreneurs, we got to understand the importance of letting our hair down and have some fun and kick our heels up and get some dance on. You know, just have some fun and just enjoy. It's not all work. We have to, part of this discipline thing, come to know when to take quiet time. What are we going to use that quiet time for? Are we going to be walking, enjoy nature? Are we going to be calling someone to go out for a salad, a cup of tea or something? And just spend some time when we have some laughter and some joy in our lives. Because when we neglect from doing so, then we become depressed, we become burnt out, and we have no fun and enjoyment in what it is that we are doing. So always remember and know the importance of putting some time in for you. You know, there was once when I used to be so diligent in doing my 10 most important things list as a Mary Kay director and consultant, because there were times when I need to be doing for my business, and there were times when I had to be doing more for my consultants, the people who were in my unit, and they had goals that they were working on as well. And they had big goals and big dreams. And it was my responsibility in helping them to accomplish that. And it took discipline. And trust me, it is not easy. You know, I just applaud all the people who are able to work out of their homes and do it so effectively. It takes discipline. You know, especially if you're a person that loves to garden, and in the summer, it's challenging to be sitting inside doing the work when you know, oh, I would love to be outside doing the garden, or I would love to be outside in the pool. It is such a hot day. Instead, I have to be here doing the work. It takes discipline. But the one thing I can tell you is that it will bring you satisfaction, it will bring you joy, and it will help you in the long run to afford those personal times to do all the things that you want to do for yourself personally. But it begins with that first step and that first action. You got to step out there and believe in what you're doing. And don't be afraid to ask for help. If you need someone to help you to take control of personal accountability, get a buddy. Buddy up with somebody. Or get a mentor who will call you up and say, hey, Daphne, you said you were going to do so and so and so and so. How is that coming along? Let's talk about it. Is that plan the plan that you have designed? Is that plan working for you? And remember, nothing is carved in stone. Anything that you have written down, you can go back and you can adjust and modify. Don't think because you had said you were going to do this and that day and all of that. Do not sit around and think that because you did not fulfill what's written there, that you need to let it remain. Go back, dismantle it, and redo it over. And do it until you get it right. The important thing is not to blame yourself, but the important thing is to be responsible and to have the discipline to correct what is not working. None of us on the face of this earth are perfect. We are all a work in progress. And so long as we take responsibility and we demonstrate great discipline, we shall overcome. You know, they said, the great philosophers said, Rome was not built in a day. And neither is your discipline going to be built in a day. But it's each day, if you can enforce it 30 minutes today and 30 minutes tomorrow, and then next week you step it up to an hour, you know yourself best and you know what works for you. The important thing is that you do that. Again, I want to announce for those of you who are local here in Connecticut, we want you to join us on Saturday the 11th when we are going to have a luncheon for our listeners of the radio show and for the viewers of our television show. This is happening at 2 Stony Hill Road, and Chef Jackie and I are the ones who will be cooking up a storm. And if you had never had our cooking, you don't want to miss that luncheon. So why don't you come over and shake hands with the crew and encourage them? Because these people spend long hours helping me on that television show. Their families allow them to come out and to help me. So this is my way of showing appreciation and gratitude for them. So come on out, be with us on December the 11th, and just let us show the volunteers how much we appreciate them. And if you know some people who are looking to volunteer to be part of that team, I want you to have them come out and fill a list out. I also want to encourage you to check me out on Facebook and on Twitter. I have a fan page there. The fan page is the Queen of the Empowered Soul. You can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter as Dynamic Daphne or Daphne Clark Hudson. And I want to ask you, please, go to the comments page on the radio show and write something there for me. Let me know how the show is impacting you. If there is something in particular that you would like to hear, I want for you to tell me there. If there's a special guest you want to see on the show, please let me know that. I also want to tell you, you got to keep your antennas up, because we got some big announcement coming up in a few weeks. You are not going to want to miss it, so you want to stay close. Stay closely connected to the radio show. Stay closely connected to my blog on blogger.com. Stay closely connected with me on Twitter. Stay closely connected with me on the Online Empowerment Institute, because you do not want to get this news secondhand. You want to be up close and personal when this announcement is made in a couple of weeks. So, again, this is Dynamic Daphne saying thank you. I say thanks again to L. Kimberly Smith for coming this morning and for spending such an amazing time with me and with you, and to really help us to understand the role that courage and faith has played in their life. I know everybody's getting ready for the holidays coming up. And whatever holiday that you're celebrating, I want you to remember the true meaning of the season. And again, we were all created for a destiny. You heard L. Kimberly Smith shared what happened in her life when she was ignoring the calling and the purpose that she was brought here for. And thanks to her physician who pointed out and pointed her in the direction to really embrace it. So here I am, each time I'm on the year, I remind you that you were created for a destiny, and we are here to help you fulfill that destiny. So do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Stay safe, stay warm for those of you who are in the cold climate. And for those who are in warmer climate, enjoy and have some warmth for me. Love you, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Love you.
You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change.